With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Tecumseh is getting $4.4 million to fast-track 137 new homes over the next 3 years. The money is from the Federal Housing Accelerator Fund. Tecumseh's target over the next decade is more than 5,800 new homes. Windsor's submission for funding under that program was rejected after City Council refused to allow fourplexes anywhere in the city. The health unit says the number of elementary students suspended from school has shrunk since Friday. 599 students still need to get their immunization records updated. It was 860 on Friday. The health unit is holding clinics to get those shots up to date. A tentative deal for unionized workers at ZFTRW goes for a vote at 1 this afternoon at the Unifor Hall on Turner Road. Unifor Local 444 reached the deal over the weekend. If it passes today's ratification vote, the contract will be used as a template at the other three plants that supply Windsor Assembly. The OPP is investigating an assault in Harrow on Saturday morning. They were called to Queen Street after two men got into an argument. One was sent to the hospital with injuries, and a 41-year-old man from Essex is now charged with assault with a weapon. The OPP charged a 40-year-old man from Leamington with impaired driving after a crash on Highway 3 last Thursday night. Two vehicles collided in Tecumseh, but nobody was hurt. The man is one of four drivers charged with impaired driving over the past couple of days. On Saturday, the OPP also charged drivers from Essex, Kingsville, and Windsor in separate incidents. Police in Windsor hope someone will recognize the man in two photos they released this morning in a theft investigation. Between February 21st and the 24th, a man walked into four different stores and left with merchandise he didn't pay for. Those photos and his description are at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Donald Trump can appear on Colorado's primary ballot. The U.S. Supreme Court issued its ruling this morning after Colorado's top court ruled he couldn't because he faces charges in connection to the January 6th insurrection. Global News says the latest ruling says only Congress can disqualify him under the 14th Amendment. And what's left of Detroit's Packard plant will be torn down starting today. Demolition is expected to get underway at 2. Emergency demolition started in September 2022 with the first part. A second part came down a few months later. The city of Detroit gained ownership of the latest property when it went into foreclosure. The plant used to be a popular spot for photographers documenting blight in Detroit. Spring training this afternoon as the Jays taking on the Phillies and the Tigers playing the Red Sox. In the NHL tonight, the Leafs play the Bruins. Sun and cloud, bit windy, and 21 today, or 11 near Lake Erie. 11 tonight with a chance of showers, and showers tomorrow falling from 15 to 7. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.